Darling, never ever leave me, darling.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing. I just smiled.
I'm hitting the note.
You're so cute.
Oh, my laptop's about to fall.
Somebody made the great mistake of giving me a microphone. I don't know whose idea it was, but I've got a mic in my hand and now I'm talking and now all the intrusive thoughts are gonna win. If you think I'm bad enough on my YouTube Chan, this show is gonna be even worse. Welcome to the Thirsty Hour. I hope you guys are cheering behind the screen. We're gonna get into a lot. We're gonna get into some tea. We're gonna get into some personal stories and just extra details that I don't usually share on the regular Sunday uploads. But I decided the theme should be me airing the family business. Now, a lot of you guys don't know this, but I have a huge family. Like, I posted a vlog, just like me around the house, and there was a family picture in the back. And somebody commented, who are all those people? Y'all. I got 5 brothers and 1 sister, which I don't usually share that like on the channel. And I'm not like, hey guys, I'm the youngest. But in case you didn't know, I've got a big family. And usually when I tell people that, they're like, oh, your mom was busy. First of all, what am I supposed to respond to that? Yeah, she sure was. But I usually get that same reaction. They're usually surprised about how many kids my mom had, which I don't even think I was supposed to be born. I'm pretty sure I was an accident. Like, it was giving IUD.
I didn't think I'd jump into this.
Oh, I forgot to introduce. Also, I decided to bring on somebody that you guys are very familiar with. Her name is Evelyn.
Think about my real name, please. That's not a lie.
Her name is Evelyn. Because
what she did was confuse people the other day, having people call me Evelyn, which I'm not mad at. But Evelyn, let's be real. Let's not lie.
Okay, fine. I brought on my favorite sister ever.
Yeah.
I brought on my big sister, Evelyn. Say hi.
Hi. Oh, don't break that.
That was my seal top. By the way, guys, don't buy from Apple. Buy from my company. It's called Seal Top.
Seal Tech?
Seal Tech. I like that.
Call now and get sealed with Seal Tech. That's 866-775-FOAM. Or click on sealtech.com.
Yeah, I feel like I've like copy and pasted my family's entire personality from the beginning, from the first brother all the way down to the most recent one. I literally growing up, I said, let me take all these traits I like from all these people, download it into my grandma software. Beep bop, beep boop, beep boop, beep beep bop. Now I'm here. And now I get to terrorize y'all. It's kind of fun. Before we get into the tea, into the drama spill sesh, I think we should call one of the siblings. Like,
who?
We got like 8 to choose from.
We got a repertoire.
I'm debating on the lineup. I could either call Sam or Caleb. Those two would definitely have the most tea because they caused the most trouble, in my opinion. My humble youngest youngest sibling
why
opinion.
Why are you lying?
They did.
You said that with your whole chest.
Sorry. I'll call to confirm. I want to give Caleb just a quick call.
Deborah.
Oh, hi. Is this Caleb Smickum?
Hey.
Hi.
What's going on?
So, fun fact. I'm currently sitting with a mic and I'm about to spill some family business.
You can't be doing that. What do you mean?
I was going to call you or Sam because I'm like, They have the most drama or like the most tea. Can you confirm that?
If my cup was had Tina, it would be like half full. I have a little bit.
He likes to pretend. You want to pretend to be the golden boy. Caleb's a fave. Caleb's a family fave, and he'll pretend like he ain't got no tea, but.
That's true.
Come on. You're making me blush. Love.
You're not sneaky. I could tell them about that one time you decided to sneak off at the ripe age of 11 and then go from Trinidad to Tobago with your 9-year-old brother. What was that about?
Well, I was so much younger at the time. Well, okay, so I was 11, Sam was 9. We wanted to kind of be bad boys and adventurous, and there was no way Mom was letting us away from the house. We told Mom we were going to, there's something in Trinidad called the Quaze. It's like a farmer's market type of vibe. And then our cousin, she wanted to come with us on our adventure, and the adventure was to go see my best friend who lived on the island beside us. And we went to the Quaze, took a taxi, first of all. Imagine 3 kids taking a taxi. And then we hopped on a bus that took us to ferry, which took us across to another little small island called Telford. And we had a time there, you know, we were turning up.
You're 11. Don't even talk about, yeah, we was turning up, you know, we was turning up in the front. You're 11.
Gonna go do get some mango smoothies.
Like, you're lucky an old white man didn't pick you up and say, hey kid, get in my car.
We had fun. Okay, I'll say that. All right, we went over there, had a good time. Honestly, I loved it. But by the time we came home, Mom was like, I wouldn't say anxious, but she was, I'm quite play it down a little bit, but...
Oh, you definitely you are. I could definitely spill some more about you, but I'll save that for when you're not on the phone, just so you can't edit. Yeah. It was a good start, but just so you know, I will be spilling some more tea, and the next time you hear about it, it may or may not be on social media, so there's your warning.
Chill.
Sorry, you gotta go. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When I thought of airing the family business, the very first story in my mind was something that happened between my sister and I.
I'm actually curious. What is this?
Oh, and I will be delighted to tell you about it. I have one sister, and I would say I'm the closest with her in the family. I don't want to rank
them. We're close on one of
them. But she's my little baby.
We're not ranking. We love everyone equally.
Oh, I can.
I mean,
rank.
I do.
I can do a good ranking.
Of course you would. I'm not a part of this.
No, but my sister and I get along very, very well. When people ask me who my best friend is, I'm like,
oh, are you saying this out loud?
Yes.
Soupy. I mean,
girl,
so
okay. Not too much. You're so annoying.
I love you too.
But like, I don't know, we just get along very well. And with those relationships, when high is high, it's fun, it's games, it's vibes. But when it's low.
Okay, that's just you. I'm so sorry.
Ah!
No, you freak out. If I'm okay, I can have basic emotions.
Oh, this is new for me.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
No, 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 it is not new, because I've told you this. Basic emotion, sweet thing. And you're out here, you hate me. I'm like, can I just be annoyed today? Can I not be annoyed?
Me.
I'm like, no, it's the time of the month. You didn't get the chocolate when I asked. You're taking your time doing your own thing. I said, I'm a little annoyed. I just want your love. Why don't you love me? It's okay.
But
I'm grateful for the relationship that we have. It's fun. It's a good time.
I'm super grateful for those moments.
Piss me off sometimes.
What
it's
I'm
all good.
Not so grateful for is when my sister decides to blatantly lie to me. And that takes us into our very first story. Evelyn, do you know what lie I'm talking about?
I don't
about?
Know. No, oh. I don't recall.
Oh, you don't recall?
Are you lying again?
I'll make you recall.
Do not put yourself in a victim mode. Try me.
Because I'm
a
victim. No, I'm kidding. No, but my first memory of my sister doing me dirty and lying to me, you know, I'm grade six, I'm friends. And at that age, when you're hanging out with people, the motives are come over to my house, play at the park, or let's go see a movie. The motives aren't up. I'm 12. I just got here. Okay, we can't expect me to be doing all that. I think I'm around 12, 13, which makes back 16?
17.
Oh, you were 17 doing that?
No, that I was not 17.
Were you 18 then?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Oh, you do?
Oh!
Oh, the dementia. Oh. What happened to the...
You know, I think I could recall some details. However, you know, you could be embellishing some...
Let me get into it. And you can... interject
gladly
when you think I'm lying.
Happily.
So I'm in the sixth grade. Good I time. Asked my mom to go to the movies with a friend. Mom's like, yeah, sure, you know, hey, go to the movies, enjoy yourself. And Bex had gotten her license, and being the comforting, supportive sister that she is, she said, Debs, I could drive you there. You can, like, girl, like, let me be the whip. Like, pull up into Sri Lanka. Let's get to that movie, girl. I said, oh, period. My sissy wants to drive me. You would think, y'all. She's a plotter. That's one thing about a Cancer. They gonna plot. Are there any Cancers in here? Yeah, if you're a Cancer, I don't apologize. I love y'all, but y'all be sneaky.
We ain't sneaky.
And manipulative.
Sorry. Wow, wow, wow.
No, I'm playing. You'll see why I have this mistrust towards her at times.
I'm ready for this.
So Bex offers to drive me.
Out of my heart, good heart.
Good.
Continue.
Sorry. Okay.
Continue.
I'm grateful. I'm happy. I'm like, this is what siblings are for. They take the time out of their day.
Take me around.
Drive
and
you
make,
places.
You know, drive me places. Yeah, that's what we're for, huh? Let's talk about that. Anyways, continue.
She drops me off. She goes, Debs, have fun. You're going to have so much fun. I'm like, okay, this is like, wow. She's so happy in a good mood. Before I leave the car, I say, Bex, what are you... gonna do for the next like 2-3 hours? Like, oh. I'm gonna go watch a movie with my friend. Oh, I love the look on her face right now. Let's just say she got her hand over her mouth and she looked guilty. I got she's so good with this one. Okay, so I ask her and she goes, oh, I'll be in the area, I'll be around, just be like, oh, okay, sure. You can be in the area. I go to the movies. I enjoy my time. Little did I know, as this movie was going on, Bex was... Is busy the right word?
Okay.
Is busy the word?
Okay. No. I'm going to interject right here, right now. Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Evelyn.
First of all, go on ahead. I am 18 years old, okay? At that age, you want to just, you know, get to know people. You want to be acquainted. And in the household we have sometimes, that is not a possibility. It's not easy. So I was like, this is a good time. I can take this opportunity whilst you're watching a movie as you should. So I go talk to a boy in their car and, you know, kiss for a little bit. I'm sorry. I'm not ashamed. I'll do it again. No, I wouldn't actually.
How are you going to offer to drive me to the movies? Whole time it was a plot to go see your sneaky link.
No, it wasn't a plot. It just fell in place a bit too perfectly for me. Things just work out in my favor. What am I supposed to do? I came back. I was like, okay, Deb, time to go. You're like, where are you?
Yeah.
Okay? Because like a psychopath. Because who needs to know where I am? Why are you always wondering where I am?
Because I need to know where...
Why?
I'll say it again. Why? I like to have all my eggs in one basket, Evelyn. And if I just...
I'm not your egg.
Yes, you are. I'm your superior. I gave birth to you. You're not my spur.
Also, I don't know why I have to be out here telling you like you're a judge.
You told me for... That happened because when I was 13.
Yeah, why am I telling you what I've been doing at 13? Go watch Blue's Clues. I don't know.
Not too much on Mr. Blue. I was like, she's hiding something. She's lying to me. She's not being truthful. Where did she go? And I didn't have access to technology or locations. I just remember being like, that sister of mine, she turned 18 and she don't know how to act. She is being extra shady and shiesty.
You want me to come on my knees with my hands in the air being like, I have sinned, my child.
And Zoo.
Forgive me. No!
Oopsie. No, but she tells me like 4 years later, she's like, bro, remember that one time when we went to the movies?
I think it's the way you answered.
Yes! Yes! I was like, I felt like all the years of gaslighting has just come to like a complete stop. I was like, I remember that.
No one asked you to gaslight yourself.
You gaslighted me. I swear you tried to lie and tell me you were watching a movie too.
That might have been a possibility. Because you got too nosy. You're 13.
I'm a nosy girl.
No, it's fine.
Who would have the most tea? Which I think I could have asked out of the whole family. Caleb said that it'd be Sam.
That makes sense.
It does make sense. Sam was the messiest. And it does track because he is the middle child. And the middle children?
Oh my gosh. Don't get me started with this middle child.
There is this notion, this drama with the middle children. The middle children go through the worst, or they're the forgotten ones. They're the black sheep. The middle children are literally emo. I promise you, if Sam wasn't like the popular person in high school, he would be emo, Raven, like bucking his feet, listening to Demi Lovato with the rock band. That would be him. He'd have a mohawk and be like, all I wanted was you. That would be him. Sam is emo. But because, you know, he's him, he's got to be cool. He's Sam. But
he found his swag early. That's nice.
He found his swag, but he didn't lose his insanity.
Oh.
The only times I've ever been in a hospital is at the hands of Samuel Smichael.
The hands, though? Are we being that dramatic
okay,
now?
Okay, maybe not hands, but the convincing. This is where the middle child brain chemistry is popping in. Because how did we get here? It was during the pandemic, so just think of that time. I guess everybody is stressed and inside, and I guess that's a lot on a middle child. So I get that. I'm there for you. I see you, and I validate you. We decided to go on a little family trip, which is something we've been doing for a while. Sam decided to take us to Timbuktu. No, Timbuktu 3. That's how insane it was. Because I'm like, literally, where are we? We're supposed to be la-da-di-da, living our life, doing a little cute family trip. He said, no. We're going to where nobody will see us, and we're going to do something reckless. And I was like, you know what? Bet. Think of rocks, nature, vegetation, and a lot of white water. I think it was cliff jumping. Anyway, so we get there. Wherever we were, where was the human life? Sama loves to take us to these places where if somebody wanted to traffic me and kidnap me, oh, it's so easy. He loves to make it so easy for me to lose my life, which, once again, okay, you're a middle child.
But he's literally like a military man. He's fine. He knows.
Oh, for context, Sam was in the army, so
he's living his life.
It'll make sense. We brought our bathing suits. I brought my camera because this is when I first started my YouTube channel, and I'm like, I want to vlog this. This will be so fun for me. So we hike up to this cliff, and whole time Sam's like, yo, when we get there, it's gonna be so fun. The water's so nice. It's a hot day. This will be a moment. This will go down in the Michael Wall of Fame. And it didn't. Think of yourself standing on top of a rock, looking down into a huge body of water. We're all looking down. We're like, oh, like we finna jump in. We finna have some fun. There's that quote that people say, you're all talk but no action. Same as talk and same as action.
No, he is.
This man will say, yo, go set that on fire. No, you go do it. And the man will go and do it. Please do not test that man. So when I see that body of water, I'm like, okay, Sam, you're obviously gonna do it, but Bex, I need to see you do it.
And I did.
And she did.
And I came back up. I'm like, okay, it was fine. It was approved. Over. It wasn't bad, actually. It wasn't bad.
It was FDA approved. I remember like jumping into the water, and I don't know if I didn't do the right jumping technique, but I jumped in like, like I'm having a good time. The minute I hit that water, I'm like, oh, yeah, something's off. This is not how swimming feels. I already am not a strong swimmer. So being in the water with an entire arm that feels useless, let me try to swim with the other hand. Keep in mind, I do still need some oxygen to breathe.
From above, it was the saddest looking doggy paddle I've ever seen.
That must have looked like such a sad swim.
I can't swim.
You can't what?
I can't swim.
How old are you?
6.
Did that give you the ick? What if I was on a date and I did that? Ew. I mean, bro, anyway, so I'm in the water, can't swim, can't move my arm. And Sam helps. Sam pulls me out. I get out the water holding my arm. I didn't look at it, but I knew something was wrong. They're three lined up looking at me and the collective silence, just like, Debs. They're like, can you maybe pick that up? I said, no. I'm not doing that. I'm not. Yeah. I remember there was another, I don't know if it was a couple or.
Oh, that one. Man?
A man?
That man. Oh my gosh. We're trying to like get the arm back. He's out here. Try pushing your arm on a rock. You try it. Oh, don't do it too much. You could break your arm. You can't. Where you won't feel the nerves later on.
From?
I was so mad.
Who was that?
Where did he come from? Wait. I think we all collectively looked at him like, nah, you gotta go.
Yeah, I don't know who hired this man.
It's a note for me.
And after that random man came over and told me how I could lose my arm, Samuel decides to Google how to fix a dislocated arm. My arm hasn't been in its socket for maybe 20 minutes, and now we're on YouTube. Imagine how that must feel. I don't know who told Samuel to take us to that abandoned mountain. I don't know who told him to Google how to fix a dislocated arm. I don't know who actually told him to take us somewhere where the nearest hospital, the nearest access to anything, if I were to be in grave danger, is an hour away. Sam, I gotta give it to you. You are one heck of a brother. When I think of the family tea, there is at least like 25 stories in my head based off of every single sibling. Like I could line everybody up and I got tea on you and you and you and everybody. And
likewise, baby, okay?
Don't likewise me. You got nothing on me. And not too much on
that's
that.
That's right. You look not to me because you knew that. You were lying. Why do you look this direction?
Listen. That was some of my family tea, but I decided to ask for some of y'all because whenever I ask for confessions, I'll be seeing y'all drop in some family tea, family drama, family scenarios, and I'm like, oh, so it's not just mine. We all have some tea. So I think I want to like read some of your guys's and kind of just want to see what the tea is with y'all family. They're all anonymous. So if I read yours, feel free to let me know because I find that when I ask for stories or little confessions, y'all love leaving me on cliffhangers. And then when I'm like, okay, so where are you now? I want an update. Now I don't know how to reach you. We'll see. Let's just pick a random one and see what comes up. I'm scared. I was teaching my grandpa how to close tabs on his phone. Ooh, and the amount of corn and Tinder I came across was astounding. I'm the only one who knows about this. He's still with my grandma, by the way. Love you, Deb. Oh, love you a lot. How old is grandpa? I guess it doesn't really matter how old he is. He's got corn and Tinder. I don't know if I'm new to Tinder. Maybe I haven't been on the app enough, but I haven't seen many grandpas on Tinder. I don't really know what he's doing with the app. And the corn, definitely something to see. I don't know if it were me and I saw that, me personally, I'm closing my eyes and I'm looking the other way. He'd be like, oh, did you see that? I'd be like, oh no, what? No, I'm just closing tabs. That's something I would simply have to repress and never have to bring up. Because I mean, you can go the route of telling grandma, but I don't think this is information I have to tell grandma. They're grandparents. They've been alive. They've been together for so long. I'd have to keep that to myself. I don't know if you'd do the same thing, but even if I saw that on my mom's phone or my dad's phone, taking that to my grave. Sorry.
Yeah. if you're in your 80s, they already lasted so long together.
You know, you're about to expire.
Give them the last 20.
Give them one last
keep it a burst. Secret to the grave. To your therapist.
Yeah. And also, he's old. Maybe he needs to...
Actually, you know what? Some people like an older man.
Like you. Yeah, that's T-girl. My uncle is cheating on my aunt, and he is paying me to keep it a secret. Oh, I want to tell her, but I also want to get paid.
Sorry.
I would do it too for a check. I mean, if a bag is a bag, this bag is lying and this bag is untrustworthy, but it's a bag. I would really want to know. I hate to ask this, but how much is he paying you? I mean, I'm just saying, like, it's like, if it's a little like $5, $10, oh, I'm telling my auntie. I'm telling her real quick, but uncle's got some money in his bank account. You gotta utilize it. That's what I would do. When I was 13 years old, I low-key killed my brother's fish out of spite by boiling it. Oh, and then I left it on his bed. Hashtag mommy's little psycho. Hashtag somebody get you in a psychiatric hospital for evaluation and assessments. I'm scared. Why did you kill a little fish? Did you at least get your brother a new one, a new pet, a new something? Because that's actually really sad. My dad used to have, like, not an obsession, but my dad doesn't like a lot of things, but he likes fish.
He liked fish.
He used to keep, yeah. That's why when I see fish, girl, I got a soft spot for them, because that's what my dad likes. Hey, Grandma Deb. So my family is really concerning. Same girl. And well, when I was younger, I would go to Mexico, my hometown, and my aunts slash family would also go, right? So I found out that one of my aunts does witchcraft. And I found out a while ago that there was a baby picture of me behind some stuff with a bag full of weeds and rat's tail. Please send help. I'm scared. Love you. The ending. I'm never going to get used to people telling me something that involves like witchcraft or something traumatic or something like very concerning and then getting to the end of the sentence and then hearing, by the way, I love you. Y'all will literally leave a confession and be like, hey girl, just set my third grade teacher on fire, but I love you so much.
I'm out here committing crimes.
What?
You know what? You're the best.
Yeah, like, hey girl, I do belong behind bars, but love you. That is not something I want to hear. That is actually not something I would love to hear. I don't know what spell or what witchcraft they put on you, but I'm praying for you. I see you and I hear you.
What she needs to do is put a camera there to see who's like replenishing those little Herbie stuff. And once you find out who it is, switch the dolls and make it that person.
Oh,
just to see the reaction.
Maybe get some of your auntie's hair and replace it with yours.
Yo.
How she like that?
The petty in me? Try me.
No, literally. I'm too petty for that. What would you guys do if I just took a nap?
Girl.
The next episode is Deb naps for 50 minutes. ASMR bedtime sleepy girl naps.
You talk in your sleep, so that'd be fun.
I do talk in my sleep. I swear if you say the things I've said, I will actually have to
act like I don't have ammo. Silly girl.
Like I don't have ammo and I'll give you ammo back.
You're silly.
Y'all, my sister wants to play with me so bad. Like, you want to play.
You started this.
You want to play real bad.
Ciao. Anyway, so.
Okay. You know what I can't wait for though? When it is wedding time, like when you get married, when you decide to get settled with the man, when I get to be the maid of honor and say my speech, oh, I'm going to drag her. Oh, I'm going to drag her real bad.
No.
I'm going to stand up and be like, I object.
If we play if we play this game, nah, I'll start mine nice. I'll start with a great intro. I'd be like, not everybody gets to meet their hero. So Deb met me in 2020. Oh. I'll start with that and I'll go right in.
Oh, she'll go
you
in.
You hear all that? Girl. Girl.
She'll go in.
I love that.
I created a Facebook profile and started messaging my little brother, telling him I was him from the future. What? He would ask questions only he would know. And then in person, I would trick him into telling me the answer to those questions. That was a fun day. Why do I feel like this is something that my sister would do to me?
No. Scratch that, reverse that. That's something you do. And in fact, yeah, you're squirming because you know. That's something you've actually done.
I don't know what she's talking about. I'm just a girl.
That's so annoying. But it's okay. We don't got to talk about it.
What's that going to do?
Are you doing it? Yes, you are. Ugh. And I think it's funny because I know the tea.
Listen.
I'm sorry. If the crazy's crazying and you got the popcorn ready, just eat and relax and watch it go down.
Listen.
This girl is smart. I'm sorry. As a sibling to a sibling,
Jenner.
Do it again.
That was good.
That was pitchy. That was off, like, not in tune.
Girl, you're mad because I'm Beyonce.
Where? here.
Okay, but that last confession, I would love to judge you, but no. I'm familiar with texting people from fake accounts. I get a little wild sometimes. I'm a little wild. Being in a family, having 5 brothers and 1 sister, that 1 sister being Evelyn, being ungrateful, even though you gave birth to her, even though you care for her, being in that environment, you learn a lot. And you gather all of these stories. But it's given me so much character development. And I don't know where or who or what I would be doing without Evelyn and without all the middle child secrets and drama and all the crazy situations I've been in. Some unhealthy, some very unsafe, some very traumatizing. But it's who I am today. Now you got me with the mic in my hand, Sharon. So, I mean, thank you, siblings. Some of the stuff y'all did were a little unethical, a little unfair. Y'all took advantage of me and my little brain. All I'm saying is I'm grateful, and I wouldn't take back a big family for the world. In fact, I may even go on and have a bunch of children. We'll see about that.
You got a little basketball team?
A little basketball team. A little soccer unit. Yeah, if I pop out with like 10 kids, you near for me, girl. That's low-key. That's the motive. If anything stuck out to you, if I read your confession, or if you have any family stories that you want to share too, leave them in the comment section below. Or even sometimes I'll be posting on my story, little Google Forms. Make sure you guys are there to like leave the stories, because sometimes I just need the tea and I need y'all to give it to me. Also, let me know what other conversations you want to see me have on this thirsty hour set, because we got time and we're thirsty. And I know you are too. So let me know what other topics or what other things you want to see me talk about. I hope you guys all enjoyed. I'll see you the next time I'm feeling thirsty. Stay tuned for my next episode. It's going to be coming very, very soon. And I hope you guys all enjoyed. I love you.
You're looking to me because you know that was a mistake.
I love validation. Vex always looks at me. She goes, she gives me a thumbs up. That's how I know I hit that note. Thank you for tuning into Thirsty Hour. I'll see you next time. Bye.